Welcome to Penguin, our seaside town with its unique name in the northwest of Tasmania. In case you don't know, Penguin lies at the top of Tasmania, between Burnie and Devonport, facing up towards mainland Australia. And where the longest distance between any two points in Tasmania is a mere 4 hours by car. Penguin is a treasure trove of history, mystery and attractions, and certainly well worth the stroll. Every nook and cranny hides its story, and we have stories galore. Where will our stories take you, we wonder? Most memorable, however, is the fact that our state of Tasmania, Australia's smallest, was omitted from the opening ceremony of the 2000 Sydney Olympics. You may already know that Tasmania was settled in 1803 by the British and established as a penal colony, and that within 40 years, the Aboriginal population of almost 5,000 neared extinction. Penguin was settled early in the 1860s, one of the last places in the northwest to be settled. Jump ahead to the Great War and almost 10% of the 1,124 population enlisted, of which 26 never returned. A remarkable contribution. Here in Penguin, there's much to see and do. All the sporting choices at your fingertips, including our nationally recognised mountain bike trail. If adventure gets you going, we have a great selection of walking trails. You can even take the 6-day trek from Penguin to Cradle Mountain, though venturing into Ferndean, just behind town, with its many a bridge and mineshaft, might tickle your fancy instead. Perhaps you just want to mosey along our CBD with its heritage-listed buildings, coffee shops and various boutique offerings. Let's start with one of Tasmania's most photographed icons, our big penguin, and the scattering of smaller ones throughout town. Did you know they all dress up for special occasions like Christmas and Anzac Day? Even the penguin garbage bins have a makeover from time to time. Then there's psychedelic Pablo, our sentinel, out on the highway on the way north to Burnie. You can't miss him. Just up the road from the big penguin in the main street is the striking Uniting Church, behind which you'll find a replica of a traditional Dutch windmill located in Hiscott Park. It was donated by descendants of Dutch immigrants who had such a strong sway in Penguin's history. Further along, just up through the traffic lights, is our much publicised and celebrated Heritage Cemetery and Vantage Point, with its stunning views over Bass Strait, especially at dawn and sunset. Why not check out the 7 little headstones donated by the community to remember our early pioneers buried by the state? One of these is the 100-year-long mystery of our John Doe, who to this day sadly remains unidentified. And take the time out to sit and reflect in the cemetery's commemorative garden with its Children of the World sculpture, dedicated to our many unnamed children. We bet you didn't know that the sculpture was funded by hosting a formal long table dinner in the very cemetery itself. Now, how unusual is that? Meandering back through the town, you might like to take in some of our heritage listings. Here's something for your next trivia night. Very few people know that Australia's first ever cycle pedal flying machine was designed and built in Penguin. At the other end of town lies our famous and yes, heritage listed roadside gardens dating back to the 1980s. And just out of town, you might venture to Jasper, fossicking among the beach rocks. Perhaps you could end your day in Penguin with a wine or two in our town square, maybe even stay the night. These are just the entree. Welcome to Penguin and enjoy unravelling our history and mystery. It's like voices in the wind.